Hey, I'm Andrew Skipper. Welcome to the 360 Later podcast, debating marijuana legalization with the panel and Patrick Kennedy. Let's get started. Colorado's bold experiment in retail pot is now 6 days old. As you no doubt heard, business is booming. In our week-long 360 series, Gone to Pot, we're taking an in-depth look in our 8 o'clock hour at what is happening in Colorado and how we got here. It's fascinating how public opinion about pot has changed. In a new CNN ORC poll we commissioned, 55% said they think marijuana should be legal. It's more than half. That's a big shift. Up from 26% in 1996, 18% in 1973. Still leaves a lot of people unconvinced, of course. We're going to hear from one of them now, former U.S. Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who joins us in the fifth chair tonight. So you don't think the experiment that's happening in Colorado is a good idea?
I don't.
Why?
I had the privilege of authoring the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act in Congress, and we're now embarking on treating the brain and mental health like we would all other physical health issues. Well, a big part of treatment is prevention. There's nothing unscientific about prevention. Public health is well-founded. And what we know is when you make something legal, if accessibility is readily available, there's going to be more people who use. Now you deduct the fact that with probability, if a certain percentage of people who are prone to addiction, if more people use, more people will be prone, more people will get addicted. And we know with kids that this isn't about 21 or older. This is about now, because the NIH just did a report, Survey of the Future, which they showed that there is greater usage because kids, guess what, they look at what their parents, their friends do who are older.
So even though it's illegal for kids, you still think that it's
going to stick down? Well, it doesn't matter. It's like alcohol. 52% of our teenagers use alcohol because it's legal.
You don't buy this argument, though.
No, I just don't think there's any data to back it up. I mean, if you can look at, for example, California, where there's been medical marijuana extremely liberally applied, I think too liberally applied myself, you haven't seen much increase in usage at all compared to other states in the last 7 or 8 years. What you've also seen, actually, with states that have medical marijuana, you've seen a big decline in drinking. What people do is substitute. And in fact, people don't necessarily drink as much now, and they smoke pot, which, of course, is much better for you than drinking alcohol.
You don't believe
and
it
much
means,
less addictive.
You don't
than
believe
alcohol.
It's addictive at all in
no,
any way.
I don't think any. Now, look, there are psychological dependency issues, but there's no chemical addiction.
So, Andrew, I don't propose to be an expert on this, but I do rely on Nora Volkha, who's the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, and she says you're flat wrong. First, the statistics show that more kids are using it. It's twice the rate of the national average in Colorado. It's higher.
Andrew.
All the states with medical marijuana or legalization have two or three times greater use amongst teenagers than those states without medical or...
Patrick, what about
well,
this?
Well, the NIH...
I just looked at the data today, actually.
Patrick,
okay.
Well,
go to my website, Jeff, and look at the data.
Well, go to the NIH
criminal
website.
Prosecution.
They have the...
and jail.
Yes.
There are thousands of people
in
this country.
I don't disagree with you. I did a lot to work on this.
There are thousands of people imprisoned in this country, many of them African Americans. I spent a lot of time studying and reporting on stop and frisk.
Yes.
Basically, in New York City, it's legal for white people to smoke pot and black people get arrested for it.
I don't disagree
with you, Jeff. How can that be tolerable? And how can it be
tolerable
to throw people in prison?
It's not tolerable.
So how many
pot?
White people
but here's
throw
the issue.
Jail.
You're conflating two separate subjects, Jeffrey. You're smart enough to understand that there is bigotry and discrimination in the overall judicial system. African Americans, minorities get arrested and get more time than whites, no matter what the crime. You're saying that you're going to fix the racially charged judicial system and incarceration by legalizing a drug, when what we do know is the commercial drugs, alcohol and tobacco, have a disproportionate impact on minorities, because guess what, Andrew? In Los Angeles, there's 10 times as many liquor stores in minority neighborhoods. Here's the implication, Jeffrey. You have more minorities now have availability, use, then get drug tested, because guess what's going to happen? And THC, as you know, Andrew, lasts in your system for 30 days. What do you think this is going to do to the unemployment rate for minority communities?
So your answer is more criminal prosecutions of white people to
I am for decriminalization, Jeff. I was on the Judiciary Committee.
But it's not the same as legalization.
There's a big difference.
What's the big difference?
You don't have a new industry. So tobacco, Joe Camel. it took us 60 years to reverse the tobacco industry's insistence that cigarettes were good for you. How long is it going to take with $1 million a day, Anderson, where these marijuana growers are now getting all this investment banking money, Jeffrey? They're going to be in the business of addicting kids, Andrew.